I'm Frank Vaughn. It's September 10th, 2025. I'm just filming a quick video to let everybody know I'm okay. I warned everybody there would be a brief interruption in service, and as a result of the activity that I've been doing for the last week, I have a period of convalescence ahead of me, which is actually okay, because I'll have nothing but time for reading and researching and filming. The funny thing is when you step away from your studio setup and you shut all your gear off, when you return, even though nothing has changed and you turn it all back on, nothing wants to work. So I'm going to sort that out for the rest of the day. And what a week to have stepped away. So much happened. You had a trans mass shooting. You had a sicko break into a house, take advantage of a three-year-old. You had Mark Nixon with a C, not a K. If you go on YouTube and look up his video, I think it's his third last video. It's titled something like Temporary Foreign Workers Are Not the Problem. What a great video. Everybody should go and watch it because he does something that I haven't done, which is break down that. You see, when we have these conversations, sometimes we're guilty of generalizations. And the struggle is, how much detail do you actually put into things? How do you parse everything? Because people talk about things in general terms. People only have so much time. They work hard. They've only got so much time for political content. They've only got so much time for political thought. But the temporary foreign worker program is not the primary problem. The temporary foreign worker program has inbuilt protections for Canadian labor. You have to do a Canadian labor market assessment to see how much damage you're going to do to the job market that Canadians are trying to break into. But there's other programs running which don't have those impacts. And there are 3.5 million non-permanent residents in this country, which if you got rid of them would solve a lot of our problems. And I don't want to get into an enormous amount of detail. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Mark Carney or Poilievre. Poilievre's talking about capping immigration at 200,000 to 250,000 a year. That's permanent residence. That's citizenships. It's probably not low enough, but that's what he's talking about. He's talking about reforming the TFW program, but he's not yet talking about the IMP program. Again, I'll get into it. But if you want to learn about it today, you go watch Mark Nixon's video on the subject. If you want to solve the housing crisis, if you're serious about that, you got to get rid of the non-permanent residents and you solve it overnight. We don't need new housing supply, folks. We got enough. The problem is there's too many people here. That's the root cause. But nobody wants to talk about deporting 10% of the population, which is a good start. That's where things need to begin. You got Mark Carney talking about the climate crisis and making Canada competitive as if people are actually worried about purchasing low carbon products. What we're worried about is making money. We're worried about prosperity. We're worried about how to pay for things. But nobody actually talks about the absurdity of being a champion of low carbon everything. And yet he, instead of selling our products to the United States, which is local in global terms, he wants to go overseas to Asia and Europe, which vastly increases our carbon footprint and the price of our products. It's so inefficient. It's so stupid. The other issue is how can you be serious if you're a person and a proponent of this climate change nonsense and you believe that humans are the worst drivers of climate, the worst producers of greenhouse gases? How do you justify a growing population? How do you justify dumping millions of people into this country and all the pollution that they bring with them? In your terms, not in my terms. I don't believe the carbon is a pollutant, but they do. Everything they do is hypocrisy. That much is clear. But like I said, I don't want to get into it too much today. I want to fix my setup and get everything technically working so I can do a good job. I just wanted to let everybody know I'm here, everything's cool, and everything's going to get back to normal.